Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is called The Sign.
What's up, guys? Welcome to a very special episode of Dinner with the Healers. My name is Eric, and with me, as always, are my lovely wife, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
My beautiful daughter, Stella.
Hi.
And my super handsome son, Henry.
Hello.
Guys, before I jump into the business, I want to explain what this episode is about. We watched the newest Bluey episode, The Sign. And we're going to talk about it. We're not going to do a full breakdown like we normally do, but we are going to talk about the episode. And if you haven't seen it yet, maybe you should stop listening now and go watch the episode first, because we sure don't want to spoil it for anybody.
That's for sure. You need to experience it for yourself.
Would you guys agree?
Yes.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into the business. Be sure to check out the show description. There's a link to our website. Henry, what's our website?
TheBlueyPodcast.com.
Right on. There are links to our socials. Our email address. Stella, what's our email address?
TheBlueyPodcast@gmail.com.
Excellent. And there's also links if you want to sign up to listen to the show ad-free. There's a link for Spotify and another link for every other platform. It's just $1 a month, if that's your thing, ad-free. Now, Amanda, I was telling you, we had some good news the last few weeks, and we got it again from Good Pods. What was I telling you?
You told me that we are number one again for the week. And not only that, but we're also number one for the month in the animation podcast.
Yeah, in the animation category on Good Pods, we're number one again. And guys, that is because of the fans listening to the show. Thank you so much. And a huge thank you to Good Pods. They've got a really good thing going on there. And guys, speaking of the fans, we need to do some howl-outs.
Okay, listen up. Everyone has to clap and go, woo, yeah, all right, that's awesome. Got it?
We have got a ton. And I was going to have everybody help me read them out, but there's so many we want to get moving. On Spotify, we have Rob, Abigail, Alyssa, Peyton, Craig, Carly, who says Amanda is the funniest.
Thank you, Carly.
Nicole, Iris, Noelle, who is 8 and loves Bluey, Willa, who loves Keepy Uppy. Adrian, Stephen, who asked if we ever noticed the long dogs. And we started talking about them in different episodes, but we found we were spending too much time looking for them. And we see a lot of them, but we just don't end up mentioning it on the show. But they're a fun thing to look for. If you guys don't know what that is, check into it. We heard from somebody. They and their brother love listening to the show. And their username, are you ready for this?
Ready.
Theo the Burrito. Oh my gosh,
I love it.
Oh, me too. We got Edith, Alex, our buddy Alex, Feverseed, Leela, Melody, Aura, Jamie on, who wants to hear more of the kids. His favorite episode is Stump Fest. Our friend Ada. Little Bella says Stella is their favorite. What? Tristan. Isabel and Isaac listen at bedtime, and they love Stella.
Stella's getting all the love.
Thank you, guys.
Gigi from Australia said people have stood in front of the screen at the movie theater three times for them. Remember when we were talking about that in the movies episode? Yeah. William likes Henry and would give us 15 billion stars, but Spotify won't let him.
Aww.
Well, William, thank you. You sound awesome. Kevin. Cloudy, who thinks Amanda is hilarious. There seems to be a bit of a theme going there.
Why, thank you, Cloudy.
Lexi. Ivy. Somebody whose username is Socks recently started listening and loves our podcast. And we heard from Eleanor. We got a couple of emails, too. We got an email from Evelyn, who was asking about my favorite Taylor Swift song. Oh, Evelyn, we don't have time to get into that. I'd have to break out the spreadsheets and the charts and the graphs. Oh, my, if you should see how everybody's looking at me right now.
He's not kidding, though.
And we got an email from Will and Claire saying how much they love the show. Isn't that cool?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Will and Claire. And on Apple Podcasts, we had some amazing reviews. We got a review from somebody called Mannequin, and they had a great review where they talked to people who, if you haven't listened yet, here's what the show's like. And for parents, here's what to expect. And that is an excellent review. That really helps people understand what the show's going to be. Isaiah left us a review. His favorite episode is Cricket. We got a review from somebody whose username is real long string of letters, and I'll see if I can't get it right. USDHUSHFUEHFU. They're 11 and have been listening since our first episode, and Henry is their favorite.
Thank you.
And then we also heard from Harry. Guys, thank you so much for those reviews. They help people find the show, and quite honestly, they make us feel pretty darn good too, don't they, guys?
They sure do. Thank you so much.
It's great to hear from you guys. Thank you.
Well, guys, we just got done watching The Sign.
What's all this about a sign, Bluey?
What is going on at the start of this episode?
At the beginning of the episode, they are playing out in the backyard. It's Bandit, Bingo, and Bluey. And they are talking about the upcoming wedding of Frisky and Uncle Rad.
Yeah, they're going to get married right in their backyard, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, there's a whole other thing going on at the same time, though, right?
Yes.
Henry, what's going on?
They are selling their house.
Exactly. Those are the two main points that we have going on. Like Amanda said, there's getting ready to be a wedding in the backyard. And like Henry said, the Healers are trying to sell their house because Bandit has a job offer in a new city. Now, we're not going to talk about every part of the episode like we do on our normal episodes because we want to make sure everybody has a chance to see this. But let's talk about what some of our most favorite moments were in the episode.
I got one. My favorite part is the very end of the episode.
Yeah, it was a pretty great ending, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
With an excellent song, too. Do you guys know who that was singing that song?
I don't.
Does it sound like anybody from the show that you might be familiar with? It's Meg Washington, the voice of Calypso.
Oh.
She's a singer.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. And remember, we talked about her in the episode, Calypso. She was singing as they went on. Yeah.
Oh, neat.
That was her that sang that song. Wasn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
I really liked the part where Muffin was trying to get a look out of the, as she called them, binoculars at the lookout. the kind where you have to put the coin in to get some time to look out of the binoculars.
Mm-hmm. I can't see anything.
Put your posy down.
No!
Oh, you're putting the coin in the right bit?
Yes, but it's stuck. Mom, my lucky coin is stuck.
You've put it in the wrong slot.
Nothing!
What?
Wow, it's really wedged. Sorry, girls, it's not coming out.
Aww.
That wasn't a very lucky coin.
We'll see. No, we won't see. We'll get this coin out.
I think one of my favorite parts was where Bluey got to sit in the front seat for the very first time. Because I think anybody with kids can definitely relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
The joy and excitement the first time you tell your kiddo, yeah, you can get in the front seat with me.
This is the worst day of all my life.
Bluey, you'll have to sit in the front seat.
What? The front seat? Really? Is that allowed?
Queensland road rules say that if all the seats are taken, a child older than 4 can sit in the front seat. Yep, it's allowed. Come on, get in.
This is the best day of all my life.
Well, glad someone's having fun.
Stella.
Holy moly.
How did you feel when you got to start sitting in the front seat?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Be honest. It's fine to admit.
I don't know.
Well, here's my recollection of it. Number one, you were super happy. Number two, you really like to let Henry know that you were now big enough to sit in the front while he had to stay in the back. Do you remember that, Henry?
It seemed very familiar to me.
Yeah. I totally get it, though. If you've been back there in a car seat, being able to sit in the front seat, that's a huge deal.
Yeah, and the girls all asking her in the back seat, what's it like, Bluey? It was so cute.
Yeah. Stella, what was one of your favorite moments in the show?
When Bluey was trying to get the for sale sign out of the ground because she didn't want them to sell the house, and how when Frisky was trying to help her get it out, she thought that meant that Frisky didn't want the house to be sold either.
Yeah, Bluey was convinced if she could just get that sign out of there, well, then they couldn't possibly sell the house.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
No, it's not how it works. I noticed toward the front of the episode when they were tucking the kids into bed that Bingo's bed was covered in stuffed animals to where you almost couldn't see Bingo.
Right.
Yeah.
Amanda, do we have that kind of thing going on here? Maybe not so much now.
Not so much now, but definitely when Stella was a little bit younger, she had way more stuffed animals on her bed and they all had to be like in a certain arrangement and she slept amongst them. And it reminded me a lot of when I was a little kid because I had the same love of stuffed animals that she does. And when I went to bed at night, everybody had to be there around me in a certain order, and we just all slept together, me and my stuffies. So that was very, very cute.
Yeah. Stella, I always wondered, how could you tell when one of them was in the wrong place? Because there would be times where I set them up for you after something had happened, and you're like, Dad, no, that's not how they go.
They went from favorite to least favorite.
Wow. Jeez, that's not nearly as sweet as I hoped it was going to be.
But the ones that were on my bed were my favorites because I did have a big pile. So
yes.
The ones that were able to fit on my bed were like still my favorites. But the last one was always the one where like I love it, but I don't. If that makes sense.
I totally understand what you mean. You love them all. And you would give them all like at least 9 out of 10 stars, but it started with 10 out of 10 and went from there. I totally get it.
Yeah.
I'm the same way with my guitars. I love them all, but I have a couple that are definitely my main ones, right?
Yeah.
Henry, what did you think about Calypso's story that she read to Bluey?
I thought that it was neat. And that how the story went from the farmer having bad luck to good luck, and it kept going back and forth.
Yeah, and everything was, we'll see, because one thing that could possibly seem bad might lead to something else that happened to be good, right?
Yeah,
so the story could really go either way. And that's what gave Bluey some perspective. And then she thought, well, we'll see, because everything is going to work out just perfectly and have a happy ending. I thought it was cute when Winton was talking about how his dad is lonely. And one of the terriers casually mentions that their mom likes Winton's dad.
That was cute.
Yeah, I thought that was really, really sweet. During the big car chase, when they're trying to track down Frisky, Amanda, mm-hmm. I know you were getting kind of frustrated a couple of times because they were so close to seeing her. She's right there. But what was one of the toughest parts for you?
When they went to the juice, her favorite juice shop, and they look around, they don't see her, they don't see her, they don't see her. She must have gone to the restroom, and she walks out behind them. And it's like, oh my gosh, she's right there. How did they not see her car in the parking lot? It's right there. But then you remember, oh yeah, when they pulled in and parked, there was a huge semi in between them. So when they got out and went in, they didn't see her car. But it's like, just turn around, her car, she's there.
Right.
They were just so close.
I know we're sort of jumping all over the place, but one of the things I liked is when Bucky, the realtor, called Bandit.
G'day, Bucky.
Banditus! Good news. They want to buy the house.
I don't know. For some reason, that nickname Banditus really, really made me laugh. Did you guys know on the Australian website Domain, which is like realtor.com for us, they had the Heeler house listed for sale.
Oh, my
gosh. Like, legit. And the selling agent was Bucky Dunstan, who, if you remember, in the episode Dragon, which we haven't gotten to, it's in the third season, Bandit was talking about how he used to love to draw, but there was this kid named Bucky who made fun of his drawings. I think he's a real estate agent now. Yeah, Bucky Dunstan was the salesman, and there was a number you could call, and it was his cell phone, and you got a recording of his voicemail. That is awesome.
Did you actually try to buy the house?
I didn't try, maybe.
No, but, could people try to buy that?
No, I think Bucky just never called them back. It was just a funny gag, though. Isn't that cool that they would do something like that?
Yeah.
Man. Stella, what do you think about the girls wanting to be flower girls? Have you ever been in a wedding?
No.
Would you like to be?
I don't know.
I mean, your mom and I are already married, so that's...
Yeah, that's out.
Yeah.
Our dog was our flower girl.
Oh, okay.
Boy, the kids have enjoyed making fun of us for that.
She didn't actually throw flowers down, but she wore a pretty pink dress.
Not Charlie. It was a different dog.
Different dog, yes.
Well, so see, they were going to have dogs for flower girls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see? That's because they all are dogs.
Yeah. So, okay, did you notice, Stella, that Socks was really talking a bunch in this episode, which I thought was great. But what did they ask Socks to do if a grown-up came when they were trying to get the sign out?
To bark twice.
Yeah, bark instead of yell. So, Stella, I have to ask you a question. Are they people or are they dogs?
I don't know.
Complete change of subject. Did anybody notice Frisky's license plate?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
What was it, Henry?
It said Frisky.
Right, but they spelled it in a special way. Yes, Stella.
The S was a 5.
Right.
And that's it. That's
I'm pretty sure it was FR15K.
Oh, yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so it said Frisk. That was really, really good. When we were young, having a personalized license plate was the coolest thing ever. And for the amount of trouble I got in whenever I was a teenager, that was the worst thing I could have had.
Aw.
Police!
Oh, I don't need this.
I love how everything was tied to the next thing. And it was all about this happy chain of events leading toward the end. How we start with these dogs who don't have eyes. They were...
Old English sheepdogs.
Yeah. And to them being at the end, using Bluey's lucky coin to look through the binoculars.
To find the house. Yeah.
I loved that whole line of thinking. Mm-hmm. I really liked how when the police pulled Chili over and they figured out this whole thing, that he was the one who told them where he saw Frisky.
Mm-hmm. He did.
And warned him about something. Do you remember what they said about...
Oh.
What did he say about Frisky, Stella?
That she was cranky.
Yeah, a little cranky. Henry, do you remember what breed of dog did they say Frisky was?
I have no idea. I forgot really fast.
Anybody?
It was some kind of Cocker Spaniel.
Very good. An English Cocker Spaniel.
English, okay.
Amanda is the animal expert amongst us. Henry, what song were both Stripe and Bandit singing separately whenever they walked up?
Cat Squad.
Yeah.
Na, 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 Cat Squad.
Speaking of songs.
Frisky and Bradley sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes night.
Then the little dinosaur sitting in the carriage.
Yeah, wait, what?
There were some really cool nods in here. Amanda, did you recognize the song they were playing an arrangement of when they were showing the wedding scenes?
I did recognize it, but I can't think of what it's called.
It was Canon in D, Pachelbel's Canon in D.
Yes, okay.
But it was a pop arrangement, like really poppy.
Mm-hmm.
And also, speaking of music, did anybody notice the DJ? Did he seem familiar to anybody?
Was it the guy that was playing the guitar in Farmer's Market, whatever it was called?
Yes, it was him, Joff Bush, who is the musical director of the show. That was him as the DJ at the wedding, which I thought was really, really cool.
One part of the show that I liked is where Chili and the girls had to pull over. And as they're pulled over, she gets out of the car. She looks up and she sees a sign. And Bluey gets out. She's like, Mom, what did you see? And she says, I know where Frisky is. And Bluey asks Chili, well, how do you know that Aunt Frisky is there?
This is the lookout. Frisky and I used to come up here as teenagers to, think.
Henry, what did you have to say about that when you heard that?
I wonder what they did up there.
Yeah, I'm suspecting it was probably something more of like an older teenager type of thing or very young adult.
Probably homework.
Yeah, you think that's what it was?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Sure. It was absolutely. It was where they would go and think and do their homework.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, I can't believe we didn't talk about this. What was Chili's car called?
Bobo.
That was its name, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and there was even a book about Bobo in the glove box. Or, I'm sorry, Bluey's drawer.
And yes.
Stella, did this episode have a happy ending for you?
Yes.
Yeah. Was it something that you could relate to, just the theme of it?
Some parts, yeah.
Were you sad thinking about moving away from our old house?
Yes, but no.
Yeah, our situation was a little different, right? Because we didn't move nearly as far. You still went to the same school. We were still in the same town.
Mm-hmm.
But Amanda, Chili said some things about their house that you said about our house.
It's where the kids took their first steps.
Yeah.
They crawled for the first time, took their first steps there. All their first.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, they still have a lot of firsts.
Oh, sure.
You know, but those first little baby milestones.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, our situation was different. We got to stay in the same area with all of our friends, and we just moved because our house was a little too small for us.
Yep.
But we've made a lot of great memories already in our new house, and
That's
it has definitely been an improvement. So it was sad to leave our old house, but you know, somebody else is going to be in there and make good memories. So.
Oh, heck yeah. What about you, Henry? Was that tough for you?
I was really happy that we moved because it was really noisy there a lot. But also I was sad that we moved because, well, it was just the first house we lived in that just very, there's just a lot of memories in there.
Where we brought you babies home.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? It turned out we brought our memories with us, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Henry, did the episode have a happy ending for you?
It had a super, super happy, happy ending for me.
So let's do this. Just in case anybody hasn't watched the whole episode yet, we won't keep talking about where it goes. But let's talk about what score would we give it out of 10?
May I go first? I give it this is going to be breaking 10. 1,000 out of 10.
What about you, Stella? What score would you give this episode out of 10?
10 out of 10.
What about you, Amanda?
Definitely a 10.
Yeah, I'd say at least bare minimum a 10.
I say 1,000 because of how good it is.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite episode of Bluey of all time now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it had all the emotions to it.
Does anybody have any parting thoughts about it? Yes, sir.
That you should go watch it. It's really good. And it made me cry at the end.
I'm really happy to see that it ended the way it ended.
Yeah.
And I had my suspicions that it would end that way, but, you know, we'll see.
What about you, Stella?
I really liked this episode, and I agree with Mom. I kind of had an idea that it would end that way, but all at the same time, I thought it wouldn't, but it had a happy ending. I really liked it.
Did anybody get teary-eyed during this episode?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Listen, I cried. I'll just be honest. I cried for sure. But I loved it. You know what? I love you guys. That's one of the things that's so special about this show to me is it's just such a slice of life. It takes me right back to when we were at these same places. And it's just really something else. I love you guys.
Love you too, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, listen. We think Bluey is awesome. And until next time, we are out of here.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.